Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So police have identified a possible suspect in connection with the mass shooting at Brown University, and also believe that the same person may be responsible for the murder of an MIT professor the following day. And they were looking for a specific car. They believe they found it in a city. Did you say Brockton?
Yeah, this is within the last few seconds. The helicopters left Brockton and then rushed to Salem. Authorities say investigators have located an abandoned vehicle of interest in New Hampshire, where law enforcement sources report the search for the suspect in both the Brown University mass shooting and the Brookline murder of that MIT professor is now focused on Salem, New Hampshire.
They have issued a warrant for this person's arrest.
Why not give the name?
So hold on. Read that. They still have no idea.
No, they have a warrant.
They say they know who it is.
And they know who it is.
They have identified a suspect. That tells me they've got a name. The information about a possible connection between the Brown University mass shooting and the murder of the MIT professor was developed in the last 24 hours. Two Brown University students were killed, 9 others injured. The gunman fled the scene and has not been technically publicly identified. Well, they're closing in.
Yep.
Okay. We will keep an eye out and an ear on it. The U.S. government admitted liability this week in the mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and a jet in Washington, D.C. that killed 67 people earlier this year, by the way, flying in to D.C. from Wichita.
You think?
Quoting here from the Justice Department in a court filing, the United States admits that it owed a duty of care to plaintiffs, which it breached, thereby proximately causing the tragic accident on January 29th, 2025. Army pilots flying the Black Hawk helicopter on January 29th had failed to maintain vigilance and proper and safe visual separation with an American Airlines jet, causing the deadly collision over the Potomac River near Reagan National Airport. The three-soldier crew also failed to abide by altitude restrictions, according to the document from the Justice Department. Okay. I'm assuming that they're all suing the federal government.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what I can take from that?
All right.
Story here from Fox 4. Allegations laid out in a federal indictment against former Ray County Sheriff Scott Childers are now backed by disturbing video that has been obtained exclusively by Fox 4. The video, which federal prosecutors are expected to rely on, shows former Sheriff Childers walking into an inmate's cell and striking him over and over again. Childers resigned from his job as the Ray County Sheriff last year as part of an agreement with the Attorney General's office that allowed him to avoid state criminal charges. What? What? Federal authorities have since stepped in, though, filing charges in October tied to actions like those captured on the video. My guess would those would be civil rights violations.
That is my guess.
Yep, 5 counts of deprivation of rights and 1 count of falsifying a probable cause statement.
According to federal prosecutors, it's the site of dozens of alleged abuses of power.
Okay. By the way, the Powerball is up to what, 1.5 million, is that right?
Billion.
Why do I keep saying million? I said million
know.
Earlier.
Million
today.
Is so 20 years ago.
$1.5 billion. From NBC News, I believe we have our latest passenger on Jerk Air. An Alaska Airlines passenger was charged in federal court after allegedly trying to open the door of the plane that he was traveling in mid-flight, leaving others fearing for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Their safety, you think? The incident occurred 8 days ago on Flight 87 from Dead Horse, Alaska to Anchorage. One passenger said that as he was leaving the bathroom, he saw Kasian Fredericks, quote, aggressively trying to open the rear cabin door. According to an affidavit, he's welcome on Jerk Air anytime he wants. We've got room. The passenger said Fredericks had moved the arm of the cabin door and he grabbed Fredericks to stop him. The man then yelled for other passengers to help. The man said Fredericks was so strong that it took him and 2 other male passengers to restrain him and sit him down.
Wow.
At one point, Fredericks allegedly asked a man for a cigarette and asked how he could break the window of the plane.
Can I have a cigarette? Welcome to 1966. Can I help you?
Have you ever been on a plane where they allowed smoking?
Trying to remember
back,
if
back
I
in
flew
the 80s, they did.
What if I flew once when I was really little with mom and dad? I do remember flying later and they still had the flip ashtrays in the
armrest. And filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle died of, quote, multiple sharp force injuries.
Yeah.
You think? According to
that confirms it wasn't the calculated assassination that people were making it sound like it was.
What do you mean? Like, it could still be premeditated, could it not?
News outlets were saying that he, and we even alluded to it on this station, went in while they were asleep, and I don't want to say the phrase on the radio, but used one movement to take their lives.
Yeah, and I don't know. One of the things that came out yesterday was that that poor child, their daughter, went in and only saw dad.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, you reported that yesterday.
Ran out screaming. Her roommate was standing right outside. Roommate calls 911. They call Billy Crystal. She does not know that mom is also inside dead. First responders rush in. find mom and then come out and have to deliver the heartbreaking news to her that your mother has also been murdered. So, and I said this yesterday, that says to me they were either in two different locations or mom was somehow nearby and the daughter didn't see mom.
Like around the corner of a wall
or
something.
We just don't know, which would again suggest that they were not sleeping in bed at the time. His attorneys yesterday said this is a heartbreaking, very complex case.
It really doesn't seem to be.
I don't know that it seems that complex.
No, what he wants the public to think it is a complex case.
Because of the drug addiction.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're probably going to try this on an insanity defense, or what was the term you used yesterday, Sam? Drug-induced insanity?
Psychosis.
Psychosis, yes. Thank you.
Which is very real.
Don't deny it. But is it a defense for murder?
Mm-mm.
Any more than driving drunk is a defense for plowing into a family of four.
Well, the argument would be that he had no idea what he was doing. He did not have control of his decision-making due to said psychosis.
Right. And
I'm not defending the guy just from a legal standpoint.
But if you've been at a bar, and I'm not arguing with you, I'm just playing the devil's advocate a little bit here. If you've been at a bar and or a football game or whatever, and you drank to the point where you are blackout drunk and you get in your car.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're waking up in a jail cell.
Yeah.
You might have had alcohol-induced psychosis. That doesn't mean you didn't do something wrong.
You're not wrong.
913-586-7798. We'll lighten it up a little bit when we get back, unless or until they hold that news conference in Rhode Island or in Massachusetts. And if they are in pursuit of somebody, chances are it's not going to happen before 6 o'clock. Just my educated professional guess, but we will see. But when we get back, if we can lighten it up just a little bit, what do Americans really think when you give them the gift of cash? 913-586-7798. Didn't know what to get you. Here's $50 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.